If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, and the patient might answer, well, I what some yesterday.
They took some yesterday.
Okay, and I will what?
Take.
Okay. And if you know somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say he is stone
deaf.
Okay. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really what? A lot in the hot sun.
Sweat a lot.
Okay. What do you call the kind of a sore that sometimes people get on the back of their neck, and if it gets real big, it has to be opened?
A carbuncle.
Okay. Let's see. When they have it opened, what do you call that stuff that drains out?
Pus, I guess.
Okay. You might say, yesterday a bee stung me in my hand.
It was swollen.
Okay. And you might say, in fact, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. And I might say, well, if it's not infected, it probably won't
swell.
Okay. And let's see, if you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
I just don't know, unless it's fever under the skin.
Okay. If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you've got to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
Okay. And a wound that doesn't heal clean and a white granular substance forms around the edge, sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. What would you call that kind of a plate?
It's infected.
Okay. You ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
I don't know.
Okay. What kind of liquid do you keep in the medicine cabinet to put on little cuts and things?
Put on what?
Cuts. Little cuts on your hand. A scratch.
Oh. Well,
sometimes people use mercurochrome.
Yeah, mentholatum or that other camphophonique.
Okay. Well, there's one that's a bright red or kind
mercurochrome.
Of, okay. It's like mercurochrome, but it hurts worse. It's older. They used to be, they didn't have mercurochrome. They just
carbolic acid?
This is different. They put it in salt sometimes. You can get salt that has this stuff in it.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call pills that people used to take for a fever or to, sometimes it was used as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Okay.
I don't think they take it anymore.
I don't know. I don't know about that. You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
expired.
Okay. Any other word you might?
Died.
Okay. Any kind of a crude, humorous way that you've heard of people saying that somebody rather died?
Passed out?
Okay. You might say, I'm really glad that old skin flint finally
died.
Okay. You might say, so-and-so's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. You might say the place where people are buried is called
cemetery.
Okay. If it's small and out in the country, you'd call it a
graveyard.
Okay. And if it's very small and on a farm, would you call it anything different?
Family plot, I guess.
Okay. And what do you call the box they put people in before they bury them?
Casket.
Okay. Do you have a different name for the old-timey ones that were kind of, you know, wide at the shoulders and they tapered down this way toward the ankles?
don't know anything with a casket.
Okay. And let's see. You might say he was a real important man. Everybody turned out for his
burial or funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, they dress up. Well, if people are dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
Okay. If somebody meets you on just sort of an average day and says, "How you doing?" you'd probably say,
"Fine."
Okay. If someone is troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out."